without regard to nationality, expertise, or nature of task, bridge workers were colloquially grouped as briggers. In their city of steel and covens of wrought iron, they were indeed a nation apart. Many of the workers procured a job, sought suitable accommodation, and were joined by their families. Some of them settled into their respective communities for their foreseeable future. Others were little more than vagrants, signing on, topping up their pouch, securing a free passage to the riverside of their choice, and moving on. The bulk of personnel were unattached, hard-working, hard-living, hard-playing. Having toiled hard, some would explode with their earnings on payday, overfill the police cells at weekends, and congest the magistrates' courts on the following Monday. Bands of them would operate mafia-style, swaggering in their colour or typified dress, elbowing their way along the thoroughfares to the great irritation of the more seemly. The main concern of Sir William Arrol, the contractor, who literally lived on the job, was the preponderance of drinking venues so close to the place of work. Himself an ardent Scotsman, he was known to suggest that preference be given to the employment of foreigners because of the tendency of his own nationals to indulge in the liquor known as the hard stuff. Yet nonetheless, the job went on.